Moving from the Binary by Robert Andrew. A low bench sits in the space, about 2.5 meters long and 80 centimeters wide, rising to knee height. Two rocks sit on the surface, beside each other, strung through with silver wire. The wires stretch to either end of the bench, where they meet silver mechanical arms. The end of each arm is counterbalanced by a bundle of rocks tied together with string. Each arm moves in concert with its pair at the other end of the bench to drag the rocks independently back and forth across its rough grey surface, grinding a red ochre dust from the rocks' faces. The surface is drilled through with irregular holes, letting dust fall through to a black tray underneath the bench. A tablet computer affixed to the wall behind the bench displays a word in Yawuru language and its English translation, the process of translating between the two words driving the movement of the rocks. Keep listening for more information about this work, or skip to the next track for the next description. Robert Andrew's practice explores the disruption wrought by the colonization of oral and oral language, and with it, the upheaval of a culture. Moving from the Binary recodes the English text translation of the Yawuru language through mechanical, time-based processes, and in doing so, creates an ephemeral linguistic landscape. The coding of 6 Yawuru words and phrases, viewable on the adjacent screen, drives the mechanical movement of the two rocks that grind across the surface of this work. Over time, these movements generate a residue of rock and pindan, red soil sourced from broom, from which the word buru emerges, meaning country, ground, earth, sand, time, and space. Yawuru is the traditional language of the Yawuru people located in and around Broome, Western Australia. The installation is made of aluminium, sandstoned rocks, bluestone tiles, stainless steel wire, electromechanical motors, and a video monitor. This work is a commission by Experimenta and the Australian Network for Art and Technology, and it was made in 2017.